Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
I would assume the markets will react favorably, but they're the markets. First Citizens is going to buy massive chunks of Silicon Valley Bank. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Good to be with you. This just getting announced. They're going to purchase approximately $72 billion of Silicon Valley Bank, which, of course, went defunct. Absolutely horrific management, absolutely no oversight, no understanding of how they had to maneuver in order to ensure their depositors, and then a bailout. A bailout, by the way, we should all be clear, is very, very dangerous because Janet Yellen told us it was dangerous. Tony Katz, did I say hello? I forget. I think I did. So, hi. I'm Tony Katz. It's good to be. It was a long weekend. There was time in Nashville. There was a tow truck. I think I've said too much. That's what I know. This group, First Citizens, buying Silicon Valley Bank for $16.5 billion. And another $90 billion in securities and other assets will remain in receivership going forward. They're getting a discount. They're buying the bank. It's going to open up today as First Citizens Bank. The question is, how does this get felt around the block? Right? Exactly. How does the market digest this? How do we handle this? That's the question. But it was Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, who was very, very clear that this bailout is not going to happen everywhere. Not everyone will get bailed out. People will only get bailed out if it's in our best interest to bail them out, if their bank offers a real risk to the system. Translation? We will pick and choose based on whom our friends are. We will pick and choose who gets a bailout and who does not. We will decide who in the banking industry lives and dies. We will pick winners and losers. Not quite sure how the banking system is going to digest that or how the markets are going to digest that. We will get into more of it as well. Also, Trump was in Waco giving his speech, 90 minutes. Look, the speech was the speech. It was standard stuff. But we got to go back to the Truth Social post. I don't know why we think some things are okay when they're... Of course not. Of course not. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.